Now, we've already talked some about depreciation methods in the past. Today, we're going to talk more specifically about each of these methods and learn how to do units of activity depreciation, as well as double declining balance depreciation. Shown on the slide here are the formulas which you can use whenever you're doing these types of depreciation. Note that in any depreciation calculation, you can never go below salvage value. As such, you should keep track of the net asset value of each of these assets as we're determining what the depreciation is to make sure you don't go below salvage value. For straight line depreciation, this won't ever be an issue, but for units of activity and double declining balance, it's possible that we go below these if we're not careful. Also note that sometimes salvage value is called residual value.